I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner Seekers Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 173. And today with me, I have Alex.
Hey!
Yes, and we have a special guest with us today. We have Fran, the fangirl.
Hi!
Yeah.
I prefer Franny.
Okay, Franny. Franny. My bad. My bad.
Fran makes me sound like I'm like 80 or something. I don't know.
Okay, yes. My bad.
Hi. Yeah.
So how's it going, you guys? How's everything?
Well, thank you guys for having me on. This is my first podcast, so this is like super exciting.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. I'm glad you're being on. I'm glad you reached out to Alex, and I guess Alex reached out to you. I don't know how that worked out.
I reached out to him. I wanted to use his artwork for an animated intro that I was thinking about doing, but he doesn't do live action animation. So
okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do the regular drawing.
You failed me, Alex.
It's all good. It happens.
But yeah, I'm here now.
Sweet.
It worked out.
So you just said you had a YouTube page, right?
I do.
Or animation. Yeah. So what do you do on your YouTube stuffs? So that way everybody else can know.
I do movie reviews and trailer reactions, and I do Comic-Con, New York City Comic-Con.
Sweet. Video. So I'm assuming you're going to be there this year.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Oh, wait, can you curse on your podcast, right?
What the fuck? Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Come on now.
Yes.
Fine, awesome. We'll be fancy. We'll do random stuff, whatever. Titty sprinkles. Clitoris bits.
Yeah, that works. I like that one actually.
Pig
vomit. Pig vomit.
That's a band.
It is?
No, I think Pig Destroyer is a band. I don't know about Pig Vomit though.
Pig Vomit is the one that they don't get booked.
Yeah, they don't get sponsorship. Right.
Yeah, they don't get booked. Why don't we get sponsors? Maybe it's that song.
It makes the people in the audience vomit, and that's like a lot of cleanup right there.
Yeah. God, that band is not for a metaphobe.
Yeah. You see the people in the venue, whatever. Well, this band is trying to get booked again. After the last time, fuck no.
Basically. Yeah, so the fact that you do all that stuff, I figured, you know, it'd be kind of cool because that's mostly what we do here. We talk about movies and TV shows and shit like that, so we figured why not, you know?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hell yeah.
It's been a while since I did a video, unfortunately, so this is a great way to just dust off the old angry geek self, you know, get back out there with my rage. Disappointment.
Yeah, there's been a lot of disappointment in Hollywood, and we'll be talking about some disappointment in a little bit. So
that is episode 173, rage and disappointment.
I like that. I actually like that a lot. Rage and disappointment will be a very good name for the episode so far. I should write that down, shouldn't I?
Geek rage and disappointment.
Yeah.
By all means, you can have that. You're welcome.
Oh, wait, thank you. That's very nice of you.
Wait, hold on, just in case, not so we can have it, so she can't take it back. Copyright Inner City Geeks 2019.
Savage. Street savage.
That's what we do,
yep.
Right?
It wasn't Ben, it wasn't Fred, it was Macho Man Randy Savage.
Alex, what's good, dude? What you been up to, man?
Oh, nothing much. After... you know, issues with the last comic or whatever, it's finally up, right? I've been on the verge of just trying to type up for the next issue, because I was just like, you know what? Now, since the majority of the stuff that was holding me back the last time, which was personal stuff here, and oh my god, we got a stenographer now?
A what?
Nobody. Somebody was popping bubble wrap. That's what it was.
Oh, I thought someone was typing as I was like thinking, like, you know, like, yeah, we're keeping this for the records. So majority of the stuff was like, you know, when it came to drawing and just placing everything together, that now since that last issue's up, I'm focusing on the next issue, which it was a great relief, man. You already know the headache that it was of just trying to put all this together. So I'm glad that that's over. And now the next steps is just continuing on from there, because I want to try to see if it can put, like, you know, instead of it becoming like a yearly thing like it was in the past, I want to see if we can just keep going forward and just having, you know, issues put up. Like, I don't want to, like, flood it every week, of course.
It doesn't have to be every week. Once a month could be fine. Like,
yeah.
Because that's usually how comics works. Usually, like, once a month for fucking just writing and fucking putting everything together.
Yeah.
Luckily, but you don't have to worry about printing shit right now, so...
Alex, do you do everything for the comic by yourself? Like, the story, the artwork, the line work,
tracing? Well, the story is Steve and I, we do it together. The artwork is... the artwork is me.
Yeah.
And then putting it together is me. But it's Steve and I, when we originally started this, it was an idea that when Steve... It was when Inner City Geeks, when we first got the site, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that we wanted to just have content. So Steve brought up the idea, like, dude, put your talent out there. Make a comic.
And yeah. then I was like, yo, draw some shit, because you're pretty good at fucking drawing.
You're very, very, very talented. I contacted you because I wanted to use your artwork.
Look at that.
I'm pretty sure there are other ways to use his artwork, so...
Yeah, I'll think of something. I need
new.
Yeah, stroke my ego, guys. Yes, make me feel good.
Like, he's the one that actually created the logo that we use. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the logo, the web comic.
Mm-hmm.
And then now Steve is the one that does, like, let's say, when you see the episode number when it has like a picture, that's Steven.
Yeah, the newer stuff. Yeah. Basically, yep.
Web banner.
But yeah, Alex, you watched some of my videos, right?
Yes.
Steve, did you stop by?
Yes, I did. I did. I saw your It review, whatever, and I saw your Endgame review as well. Actually. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was intense.
That was hilarious.
No,
I
don't want to make you feel bad, but I saw the one your reaction to the Christopher Robin trailer.
Yes.
Oh my god, I am going to admit this too. The first time I saw that trailer too, I did get emotional as well. But since you cried on air, you know,
yeah.
I was just like, you know, you can get away with it more because, you know, you're the ladies. It's like, oh my god, I can see it right now. Oh my god, that was sexist.
Yeah, guys aren't allowed to get all bitchy and shit. It happens.
Yeah, especially those from the hood. Like, you know, emotions, what's that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tears, what? What is wrong with you?
Wait, right. I'm leaking from my eyes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Basically.
Why do I feel heavy inside, other than me being heavy already as a but yeah, so like I said, it's been focusing on that work, and I wanted to thank you, dude, because you sent me the thing for the Slipknot album, the latest album, and that is pretty good.
It's fucking great.
They have
dude.
A new album.
Fuck yeah, they do.
What the fuck? I didn't know that. I know Tool has a new album.
Yes, yeah. Tool has a new album, which is actually really good.
I did not know they had.
Korn
a new
just
album.
Came out with a new album. With oh, my hands on.
It's fantastic.
It is. It's not.
It's good.
They went,
it's good. It's a good album.
Listen, that fucking dubstep album fucking really deterred me.
And I don't even think about the album anymore, dude.
Well, it's real.
It's out there.
Oh, and I know this will make Brian happy. There's a new song that fucking Fozzy came out with that I actually like.
I don't like that new song.
It's too generic. Dude, you know why I like it? Because it sounds like Poppy Ozzy.
I just don't like it.
I don't know why, but like I said, since it reminds me of like fucking Ozzy Osbourne, like Poppy style, that's why I like it.
Yeah, and speaking of Ozzy Osbourne doing Poppy shit, did you hear him doing that Post Malone song?
No, but what got me pissed off was online with all these fucking, you know,
all the youths.
Yeah, all the youths, the two youths, right? Mm-hmm. You know, all these fucking individuals like, oh man, Post Malone putting this guy Ozzy Osbourne on the
back. Who is this guy? Yeah,
and I'm just like, you can go fuck yourself, right? Because in all honesty, whatever, it's like, this man didn't fucking bite a head off a bat. Didn't fucking snort fire ants, you know, do fucking countless years of fucking drugs. And, you know, wasn't, like, you know, like, didn't fucking come from a, didn't pioneer a band, fucking Black Sabbath.
See, but you gotta think about it like this, like, people don't know.
They don't make people that hardcore anymore.
No, they don't. people were surprised that everyone is like goo. Yeah,
you
know, like, people are still surprised that Tool outsold Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but you know what it is? Mary Jane's Kingdom is fucking amazing.
Whose kingdom is amazing?
Mary Jane's Kingdom. You know the
fucking. Oh yeah. Yeah. He is. He's fucking great. Like, I was actually surprised about this album because, like, I wasn't a big fan of the latest Perfect Circle.
Yeah, but that's a Perfect Circle. There's a difference between a Perfect Circle.
It's the same fucking dude.
It's like the same dude, but the style or whatever. It's like a Perfect Circle. It's like.
See, but I liked Perfect Circle before.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying it's bad, dude. What I'm saying is, though, a Perfect Circle or whatever is like a tame Tool.
Yes.
It is, but I liked it a lot back then. And then listening to the new one now, I was like, this is dumb. I don't like this.
Wait, Perfect Circle made a new album too?
Yeah. That came out, I think, last year as well.
Oh my God, you're like blowing her mind on all this, whatever.
Like,
what? What?
Yeah, my playlist new is music? Stuck in the 90s, yeah.
Oh no, see, this guy here, I'm pointing at myself. I listen to a lot of shit. So
the only band music. I kept current, the only band I kept current with was Blink 182.
Okay, that's kind of fair, I guess.
Go to your room.
That's my favorite band. So
yeah, one of our guys here, he went to go see them at the TV show or some shit that they had on like Good Morning America or some shit. Charlie went to go see them for Good Morning America a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I saw them. I saw them live last year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think. Oh, the year before that for California.
Nice. Okay.
That album, yeah. So everyone's just dropping albums, huh?
Yeah, everybody's dropping albums, and it's fantastic.
technically, whatever is this is like, hey, we're still around. We're not dead.
Basically, right? Yeah. It's true.
There's still
it's
music
true
that we can listen to.
Yeah. You know, you don't gotta listen to that trap garbage.
Mm-hmm. You really don't. Another band that came out this week that was actually kind of surprising that I didn't know was coming out was Cold. Remember the band Cold? No.
Yes and no. I'm just trying to remember like their hit single. No.
That they have like a spider on their shit.
Wait, they did the song So Cold?
Yes.
Queen of the Damned?
No.
Oh, that was Panic X then, right?
Yes, that was.
Okay.
I actually, when that came out, I thought that was the band that I was looking for, but it wasn't. But no. Cold came out with a new album. It's like super like alternative, not necessarily metal, but like hard rock, but like shitty hard rock. It's not bad. It's not great.
It's not bad. It's not great. So it's shit.
It's not all the way bad. It has some good shit to it. It has some potential.
Meh.
Yeah, exactly. Meh is perfect for that. When you're just like, great albums, you should be able to hit play and not skip anything.
A Absolutely.
Meh album has about like maybe 4 to 5 good songs. And then a shit album just has one good song, and that's probably the one that to put on the radio.
Yes. And you're really absolutely right about that.
There's sometimes, whatever, with albums that there are a couple of all right songs. They'll put the, like the you know, the title, like whatever, the track that they want, you know, the title track or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, sometimes for me, I'll listen to it and I'll gravitate towards another song. Because it's like saying, well, my favorite track on the new Slipknot album is the last track.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it sucks when, like, the best song on the album is, like, the one song that's on the fucking radio or some shit.
Oh, I'm used to that because I actually like some of Taylor Swift's songs, and they're usually the ones that are played over and over again on the radio.
I'm sorry to hear that. But,
yeah. this,
well, this will be the last time we have you on.
I am a pop princess sometimes.
That's fair. We all have our flaws. We all have our flaws. It's okay.
Exactly.
I'm gonna go to Charlie now. Charlie, one of them. What do you think about you being a pop princess, too, Charlie?
Another band that came out this week with another album that I really enjoyed, actually came out last week, was a band called Crobot. They're awesome. They're like a psychedelic rock band. Really fucking good. They came out with an album called Mother Brain. It was fucking dope. I really like them a lot. It's fucking dope. I think I might not play them in this episode, but I might play them next week. But yeah. But check out Crobot. They're awesome.
Crobot. I already like their name, so I am going to check them out.
Yeah.
Franny, what you been up to?
What I've been up to? Getting my ass kicked by life. Like Rocky versus the Russian. It's just been really fucking me up lately.
Ivan Drago.
Yeah.
I had an accident where I tore 3 tendons in my shoulder.
Holy shit, dude.
So I had to get surgery, and then I had to recover, and then they sent me to work too soon, so I relapsed. So now I'm dealing with that relapse, which is frustrating because it's keeping me from doing what I love, which is the videos for my channel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, I really appreciate being on your show today because the withdrawal of just creating and doing something and inventing and talking about stuff that I absolutely love, which is, you know.
Oh my God, episode 173, Podcast BT.
What? BT?
Yeah.
Episode Podcast 173, BT. Podcast,
Physical Therapy.
Podcast BT.
Actually, no, it should actually be PT. PT, Podcast Therapy.
There you go.
Oh, I like that. That's catchy.
Yeah.
PT.
So, yeah, that's pretty much my life right now is physical therapy and home. I go to physical therapy from Monday to Friday.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Because I want to get better. I'm tired. It's been a year and 6 months of just being stuck and, like, I thought I started my comeback, and then I relapse, and it's just like, I feel like the world's moving on without me. I must create.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But
don't
I did
call
see
it a comeback.
I've been here for years.
But I did get to see It Chapter 2. I finally was able to get outside
yes.
the house and
yes.
see a movie, and I was actually surprised that I actually enjoyed it because
it was
I could
awesome.
Not stand the first chapter. And I loved the second one.
Chapter 2 was amazing.
It was.
I liked the first chapter because of the kids.
Yeah.
And that sounds wrong. From
if what you gotta think about it is like they're both totally different movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Chapter 2 could stand absolutely on its own.
Yeah, you don't necessarily need to watch the first movie to see the second
right.
one.
And I didn't like the first movie, so that makes me really happy. But also, I could combine It Chapter 1 with Tim Curry and It Chapter 2 the remake, and I'm happy.
Yeah,
I'm happy.
I can totally see that. Hell yeah, that's a great mashup actually.
Yeah, I can see right now whatever we're gonna have this. Hiya, Franny. popcorn.
That makes sense.
Popcorn. Because it goes pop, pop, pop. Oh no, he's back on the podcast. Pennywise.
Oh, no. I would totally be like killed by it if he was real. I would have no problem walking up to him. I would be one of those tough kids who'd be like, oh shit, a clown, and then get eaten.
Come here, give me a hug.
No.
Bite you my want face a balloon? Off.
You want Georgie's arm?
No.
Fuck
no,
yeah,
no.
I want Georgie's severed arm. Give me that shit.
Right.
I need a horrible back scratcher, and it's just right. Ah, it smells like death.
It's because it's all this followed by.
Yeah, yeah. Hit me like, how long has it been? 27 years?
Mm-hmm.
27 years. It's like, we definitely know at this point, whatever, it's nothing but bone.
Did you ever attempt to try to read the book?
No. I have sanity, so no.
I was going to joke around saying, what is this book you speak of?
I tried to read it in high school. I think I finished it, then I lost it. Then I tried to like refresh my mind when the first chapter came, and I just couldn't. I couldn't. So I bought the audiobook and tried to do it that way, and I couldn't make it through the audiobook.
Audiobooks are hard to go through.
No, I just think I was blowing kisses to my dog, not to you. I'm so sorry. I realize no one can see what I'm doing.
Let me write the note. She's blowing to the book.
Right? I'm blowing kisses to the audiobook.
Like, thank you, Stephen King. Thank you, Stephen King. You're so awesome.
I just find Stephen thank King you, really Gary. Difficult to digest when trying to read it.
You know what it is? That's how I feel about a lot of books, period.
Oh, that sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, it is. I can like literally just sit through reading a book for a little while, and then I'd be like, okay, I don't want to read this anymore. No, I could be like, I could be like 85% through the book, and then I'd be like, fuck this, I don't want to read it anymore.
No, I know what it is, dude. Fucking
commitment issues.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly it.
Fucking guys.
Okay. I'm the same way with TV shows. Once a TV show starts to look like it's about to let me down, I say fuck this, and I walk away, and the show stopped at season 2. As far as I'm concerned, I just walk away.
That's how I was with The Walking Dead, yeah.
Oh, actually, I still have faith in it.
Sorry to hear that.
No, wow, you were literally kicking a dead horse, expecting him to actually get up. And he's like, decayed.
Listen, just because The Walking Dead is like that fucking horse A-tracks and fucking The Neverending Story, right? You know, listen. And Steve knows this about me. I actually got into the show before I started reading the graphic novel. And I'm far ahead in the show versus the graphic novel. So I'm invested right now. Once the show's over, I'm going to backtrack and actually read the graphic novel to see the difference.
You know, they're called comic books, right?
And then you might cry into those comics because you wasted all that time watching the TV show.
Yeah.
That you will not get back.
But you know what though? I actually enjoy it. I still feel that The Walking
Dead,
like
as
this
long
past,
as you enjoy it.
Yeah, and saying though, like this past season was a lot better because we've had this discussion in this podcast before.
Yes, we have.
Season 7, after that whole like the fucking the Glenn and Abraham deaths, like it just seemed like it just saw kind of like they put so much into that.
That's when I gave up on the show. Like around that time.
I gave up on the show after the prison.
Okay.
And then I tuned back in just to watch Glenn die. That was epic.
That's also the same point where I cut off the comic too. I was like, okay, I'm done with this. I don't care anymore.
So yeah. So for me, going like I said, after they did that with like season 7, like mm-hmm. season 7, like after that big episode, they try to tone it down because I think people were still trying to process, like you know, like holy shit. Stephen Yang is gone.
Because they put all their eggs in one basket. They were like, fuck it, just kill everybody now. Just fucking make it work.
No, and then what was it? Like, and then, like I said it before too, that after that, what was it? The end of that season when you know, the death of Sasha did nothing to me. Like, I was just like, oh, whatever.
It was fun, but still nobody gave a fuck.
Yeah, yeah. But I will say this though. When it came to the introduction of the Whispers, the way that the last season ended, like, you know, like with the, well, let me rephrase that. The episode before the season finale, right, which is the one where they had, you know, the heads and the pikes.
Don't like know. Zombie that, heads or human heads?
No. Okay, so the whispers. The whispers or whatever took out a lot, like a good amount of people. Like, I'm talking about, like, you had like two major, like, what was it, like one or two major cast members.
Just fucking say it.
So yeah, no. So they killed.
I'm not gonna watch it. You can just totally say it.
That's what I'm saying. Just fucking say it.
I'm not gonna do it. But yeah, but they killed.
Oh, you fucking suck, dude.
Yeah, that's right. Because I'm not gonna do spoilers. All right. But yeah, but like I said, it's just,
you're not spoiling somebody something that nobody watches.
I would say good point, but at the same time, I'm just gonna say go fuck yourself. No, but yeah, but they took out some major characters, like, you know. So it was just like, all right. So now, because of what, like, how it's moving forward. And we already know that this season is going to be the last season with Denai, because, you know, since she's making the Marvel money, right? You know, does she?
No, really correct. She's making the Disney money.
Oh yeah, the Marvel Studios Disney money.
No, Disney, just Disney. You don't even say Marvel Studios. It's just Disney.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's making that devil money.
Just say, yeah. Nazi mouse money. That's what she's making.
No, because we get...
No. The mouse is fine. It's just Disney. See, there's Walt Disney, and then there's Disney.
Ah, okay.
The company.
Walt Disney's dead. Yeah. And Disney,
Listen, I don't want to say anything wrong about Disney, because if we ever, you know, if we ever get sponsored by, or if we get Disney? Picked up by...
You have real high hopes right now, dude.
Shut up. I'm trying to sell my soul to the devil.
I would never bow down before the crooked mouth.
Word.
Fuck that. If it gives me a lifetime pass to Disney World, then yeah. It was like, damn, you sold your soul for what? Fucking Toy Story. See, fucking
that's Slinky Dog Dash. It's no longer the same, though. Like, I mean, it's not the same. Maybe a couple years ago, I totally would have sold my soul to the mouse, but it's not the same anymore. They're actually an empty, shallow hole of what they once were. They're just depressing how uncreative and unenthusiastic. The magic of the most magical world in the place is no longer magical.
Dude, the fact that they're remaking all the animated classics.
Everything.
Into live action bullshit.
Live action. Everything's live action. A remake. There's absolutely nothing new, okay? And now they're going to, I think they're gonna rip apart their own beautiful Marvel creation, because they're like a dog that can't stop eating. They won't take a step back and recreate. They're just gonna keep vomiting up and eating the same food, just to get that opening weekend money, and then that's it. They don't care if it's
Marvel's Avengers.
Yeah,
that's exactly how it is.
I'm so sorry. I'm just really upset with Disney. We have a really dysfunctional relationship.
It's all good.
Disney killed my dog.
Disney used to kill my dog and the Bambis, and they used to go in hard. Now they're just meh. 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 That's Disney's offices. They just sit there in the think tank and go, eh, eh, eh.
Yeah, like, we don't need that. We just do whatever. People are dumb. They'll just give us money anyway.
Oh, it's so sad. I used to really love Disney. I used to go to the Disney store every payday and buy something for my niece and myself. And now I don't want to give them any of my money.
Yeah, other than watching movies.
I don't... The last thing... I never stopped going to Hot Topic. I used to do that all the time. The last thing was Endgame. Endgame was the end of an era, and now it's the beginning of the nightmare. Because it's like, who makes Black Widow a PG-13 movie?
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, come on now. Alright? And now Lady and the Tramp is the next live action movie too? Lady and the Tramp. So are you going to tell me we're actually going to see a baby's face get eaten by the rat?
Oh, that would be amazing. That would be amazing.
Oh, like, my God. That's going to be hilarious. You're going to have a Tyler Durden cut. Where you just see a fucking gnawed baby's face.
Oh, yeah. I could totally get that shit. That should be awesome.
They won't do that, though. They'll probably cut that scene out and change it to something else.
Of course. Why would they actually put that in? Why would they want some people to actually watch something?
They couldn't do justice to The Lion King, one of their highly, critically acclaimed masterpieces. They that movie.
Oh, man. Lion King. Kimba the White Lion. Ooh, I gotta stop myself there.
They will get you for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They really will.
Dude, I remember watching that documentary online or whatever about the whole thing of...
No, but, like, the original Disney, he took regular already done stories and just jazzed them up and changed them for his company.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that. I honestly don't mind that at all. It's what they've become now, which is taking something that was drawn by hand and went bankrupt for and, had a story, had passion behind it. Even if it was borrowed and reimagined. Now they're just remaking it, and they're not even trying to make it better. The whole point of a remake is to actually evolve the story, make the story better, pick a different angle, add a little more substance. They're talentless, man. There's so many talented people out there that they could be hiring, but they don't care.
Yeah, they don't. They don't give a fuck.
I gave up after what The you Last been up Jedi. To? Yeah, what have you been up to?
Nothing. like we mentioned last week, this week was actually my birthday. My
Happy
birthday week on Monday.
Birthday.
Well, thank you. And I actually got to see It too as well. And it was quite amazing. I was very, 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 very happy about it. And I can give a fuck less about people giving a fuck less about this movie. Because it's awesome. Like, people that were, like, bitching about it, like, oh, yeah, they have all this, anti-gay shit. Like, not really, because it's...
No, actually, that opening was actually in the book.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Really, really excited that was the first thing I saw. I was like, fuck yeah!
Yeah. Like, it's in the fucking book, so get the fuck over it, people.
Wait, are you saying, fuck yeah, gay bashing, fuck yeah?
No, fuck yeah that you actually took a part of the book. And
you kept it true to itself.
The right way. Yeah. You kept the substance from the book. Adaptation was just lovely. And you also showed that it didn't just eat kids. He ate
everybody. Everybody was...
never brought up mm-hmm. in the original TV show.
Yeah. And also the fact that Stephen King was in it for a brief moment.
Yeah, that was cute.
That was pretty awesome. And they kept bitching about, having a shitty ending. And the ending for this was actually really fucking good.
I don't understand that, because did they not see the original It? The ending for this was great. They literally did great justice.
That's what it was. The fact that they were like, yo, this was actually a better ending. So it was like, yo, like, he had shitty endings before. Like, all the other previous movies that Stephen King's done, they had pretty much all shitty endings.
Kind of weak endings, yeah. So, like, I think this was the best adaptation of a book about an alien that, lives on a universe on the back of a turtle who eats children mm-hmm. and is actually this creation. Like, it was the best interpretation.
It was awesome.
And I don't really see anything wrong with it except for the really bad CGI with Richie.
Yeah.
Scenes where I see it.
There was some really bad CGI, but I can get over that.
Exactly, because the substance was really good and the story was compelling.
That one scene actually that kind of was in the trailer with the old lady the house, they made that scene so much better in the theater. I was like, oh my God, this is fucking great.
Yeah, that scene actually made me scream. It was fun.
It was a really fun scene. Like, I was surprised. I was like, holy shit, this is actually really good. They didn't keep it as cheesy as it was in the trailer.
I'm going to watch that movie eventually, and I'm going to think of a scene. All I'm going to hear in my mind is...
Pretty much, yeah.
It was really good. And I don't remember at all. I've been trying to figure out if I've ever experienced that. Went to see a horror movie that actually made me feel ranges of emotion because of the story and how it was told. You know, like it was action, it was scary, it was a thriller, it was compelling, there was heart. Mm-hmm. It was everything. And I found that impressive. Absolutely, yeah. Impressive.
Word.
And the actors were superb.
Dude, I was really surprised by Bill Hader doing his thing in the entire thing.
And I'm so glad they changed it, because in the original, the TV series, the big twist was the fact that Eddie was a virgin, but in this one, the big twist was Richie loved Eddie because he was gay. I thought that was a beautiful change.
Spoilers.
Oh, my bad. I really suck at that.
It's all good, dude. It's all good.
I guess we're not here for the cakes. Thank you for ruining the fucking ending of it for me.
Oh.
Get the fuck over it. It's okay. It's not that big of a deal. Dude, there are memes all over the internet about it so far.
And there's so much more in that movie than just that.
Yeah, and honestly, like, if you really aren't paying attention to it, you really won't notice it anyway.
So, okay.
It's kind of subtle, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so it's time to get into some geek shit. We've been rambling on about stuffs, so let's get into some other geek shit. Okay, so this is the stuff that we've been actually looking at this week. So one thing that came out this week that was kind of interesting, to me at least, is that Margot Robbie is actually developing a reboot for Tank Girl. Yeah. Of course, you know, it's another remake, another reboot. But her company, Lucky Chap Entertainment, is actually... they got the rights from MGM to create a new Tank Girl movie. We have no word who's going to be in it. Probably her. But it's going to be pretty interesting. For those that don't know who Tank Girl is, she's basically Rebecca Hook, who actually drives a tank, and she lives in it. And she kind of worked for a nebulous organization, like a cloud organization or whatever. And she does missions for them until she fucking does some stupid shit. And the stupid shit fucks her up, and then she becomes an outlaw because she was a little promiscuous. And she used drugs and shit, so it turned her bad. In a good way. The original comic came out, of course, in 1998. Through Dark Horse, and then it's been through a whole bunch of other companies. And it's currently under Titan Comics. And there was also a remake of, not a remake, but an actual film back in 1995.
Yes, with Laura Petty.
Yes, with Laura Petty and Naomi Watts.
She was amazing.
Yeah, and it was actually pretty interesting. It was pretty fun. It was a fun movie back then.
It was a very artsy movie.
Yes.
I loved it because it was like, for me, it was the first comic book adaptation into a movie, and they made sure that they kept it in that type of art form.
Yes, they did.
The way they edited, and the artwork, and the way that they told the story was so creative and so different and so outside the box, without leaving the comic book and its content and how the comic book was displayed.
Because you could actually...
They kept the substance.
Yeah, you could actually tell that it was actually kind of directed by somebody that actually... liked the comic, or actually understood the comic and the original, the original form of it. Right. So it fit. It made sense for its time.
Right.
Yeah, so, like, I'm kind of excited for this. I kind of want to see this, even though it is another reboot for something that, doesn't necessarily need a reboot, but why not? It kind of works, because nowadays, they are taking shit and making it a little bit better, but we'll see.
Yeah, but you also know that. Dude, you also know that nowadays, or whatever the fuck, right, that a lot of these kids won't go backtrack to see movies like that anyway. So they'll be like, they'll probably watch this one. Oh, this one's amazing. Oh, there was another Tank Girl?
What the hell? Yeah, exactly. But this will also give reason for people to actually look back and be like, okay, yeah, well, let's see the old one too. See how it compares.
You know what? I can't wait till we get to the point where we're going to fucking start doing remakes of Pauly Shore movies.
Oh, that'll be amazing. New Biodome, yes.
Oh my god.
Encino Man.
Jeez.
Encino Man. Son-in-law.
Yeah, Son-in-law would be awesome. Or fucking, what was the other one? The one with fucking, of course, Pauly Shore, but fucking, Steve Martin. Was it Steve Martin? The other one? No? I could be totally wrong. Whatever. Fuck it. Next.
Well, I was not happy about this announcement when I saw it, because I don't think they're going to actually go out of their way to have it be good. I feel like they're just gonna maybe gender. I feel like it's gonna lose its art form, you know, compared to the original. I don't see how they would make it better more than just making it worse and leaving it empty and missing the mark. And I feel like it's gonna be another Suicide Squad, and it just kind of makes me sad. So
okay,
but like you said, they don't have anyone attached to it, so I just really hope they give Fox of some kind, mm-hmm. because, you know, I would want this to be more like an It adaptation, you know, like Chapter 2, than Suicide Squad.
That would be awesome if they actually did that.
Yeah, but remember, since you have Margot Robbie in it already anyway, so it's like, you look, it's kind of like Suicide Squad, because there's somebody in Suicide Squad.
Yeah, but she's not, technically at this point, she's technically not in it, so like...
I only like one movie her company did, and that was I, Tina.
Okay.
So.
Wait, is it you mean I, Tanya?
I, Tanya, yeah. What did I say? I, Tina. Oh my goodness.
I've been drinking.
I don't care enough about Margot Robbie's production company to pronounce the name of the movie right. No, I enjoyed that one. So, I mean, there might be some hope, but I'm just actually lying to myself.
That's fair. You're just giving the actual property hope.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It just, Tank Girl and Margot Robbie just don't sound like they go together.
Yeah, I don't think they do either, but it could be interesting. It could be alright. It couldn't be that bad. It could also be dog shit, but whatever.
Well, I'm a fan of Tank Girl, so that would actually enrage me, which would make a great video. So, I mean, I win either way.
There you go. More content. There you go.
Is it going to be 10 minutes of her being with a scowl on her face? Like, you know, girl.
No, it's going to be 10 minutes of me beating something with a sledgehammer, because I just need to break stuff.
it's going to be a stack of DVDs of the new Tank Girl.
Hell yeah. That'd be awesome.
And then you know, for the, it's gonna have a montage. He's gonna play that old fucking song from fucking, you know, the sledgehammer.
Fucking love montages. Yeah. Thank you, Alex. I'm gonna write that one down. Put a pin in that.
That's cool. Okay. So the next thing that we got this week, which is kind of sad, because I'm kind of tired of this fucking franchise. But Haley Atwell, that we've known from the Avengers movies or from the Captain America movie or whatever. She is now part of the next Mission Impossible, which is Mission Impossible 382 or something like that.
I started laughing. I thought the last one was the last one.
That's what I thought too. I really thought that the last one was the last one. But no. She's back in the seventh one, I guess it is.
Five?
Mission Impossible.
No, it's the seventh one, I think, because the next one is like the eighth one or some bullshit. I don't know. It's there's a lot of them. But the director, what he did this week, he posted on Instagram or whatever. He's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna act like I'm recruiting her or whatever, and she has to accept it. And she's like, yeah, I accepted this shit. All right, leave me the fuck alone. And this was stupid the way they did that announcement or whatever. But yeah, this is happening. And this is not going to come out until next year. July of 2021. Or whatever. 2 years from now. Not next year. What the fuck? But, the eighth one, which is Mission Impossible, whatever the fuck they decide to call it, comes out in August 2022. So there's two more fucking movies for this fucking franchise.
It's like James Bond. It's got to keep going and going and going.
Yeah. But each one of them has the same fucking person in it. A fucking midget Scientologist.
Well, that's not what he's playing on screen, thank God.
But that's what he is, though. He's still a midget.
Yo, he's a badass midget. Tom Cruise. He will kick your ass, and he will scale a mountain with no gear. So you're just jealous that you're not as this midget.
Hold on. I'm going to ask Siri right now. Hey, Siri, how tall is Tom Cruise? Tom Cruise is 4'3".
Oh, my God. I'm taller than him.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm not excited for this movie. They're fun, so whenever it comes out, I may watch it when it comes out.
I'm more excited about this than Tank Girl.
What if I say I'm excited for neither?
Yeah, that's fair.
That's totally understandable. I just like the Mission Impossible theme song.
Dude, they are fun movies. I just really don't need another one.
I didn't see the last one.
It was really fun. Like I said, they are fun movies, but I just don't really... Like, I'm not going to run to the theater to go see this movie.
Oh, you know what movie I'm ready to go see next? Rambo.
Yes. That is a good popcorn flick right there. Fuck yeah. Rambo movies are always fun.
As the last one.
Oh, this is supposed to actually be the last one, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, they've always said that.
But I believe Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. No, we're gonna do a prequel. Let's do another one. The prequel is Rambo. Before First Blood. It's gonna be when I enlist.
We're
gonna kill my friend.
We're gonna use the Disney younging thing. Make me look Yo Jungs and shit.
They're gonna CGI him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're gonna put him in.
And he's gonna have a talking bunny sidekick.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh, that'd be disgusting.
That would be so awesome. It'd be like Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah. That was a great movie.
Please don't kill him.
Please don't blow up that baby.
First blood.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but fuck Mr. Impossible.
I'm excited for that continuous franchise, Rambo.
Yeah, that's
bring
a good.
Bring on the violence.
Yes, bring on the violence. The violence is good. And speaking of violence, Hawkeye. Yay, Hawkeye. Of course, we know.
Like, question it? Like, yay, Hawkeye?
No, I'm actually kind of excited for this series. The Hawkeye series coming to Disney Plus or whatever. Apparently, they have an eye on Haley Steinfeld, whatever the fuck. And they're kind of eyeing her to play Kate Bishop in the comic alongside Jeremy Renner. And it's going to be kind of interesting, because I kind of want to... I wouldn't mind seeing her in it, because she's actually a pretty good damn actress. But we don't know, because she's on another TV show for Apple TV. Which, what the fuck? Why is there Apple TV coming out now, too? I don't care. Whatever. But
Apple TV's been out for a bit already. So.
No. I'm talking about Apple TV series. Like, Apple has, like, a bunch of TV shows now.
Because not everybody wants to be owned by Disney.
I guess. But of course we've actually seen Haley Steinfeld in True Grit back in the day. We also saw her in Bumblebee, Pitch Perfect, and she was also the voice in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
That was a great movie.
Yes, that was a fantastic movie. But yeah, I'm kind of excited for this show. I kind of want to see where it goes and how it fits into the cinematic universe. So yeah, this would be kind of fun. Kind of fun, something interesting to check out.
I can tell you how it fits. It fits right in the paycheck.
Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully with at least a little substance.
It should have some substance because, you know, Hawkeye is a character that hasn't really been touched on very well.
I would have liked a Hawkeye and Black Widow movie with a hard R.
I think everybody would have enjoyed that.
That would have been so sick. But no.
No.
We got Deadpool.
Which was good enough.
That's it. That's all we're gonna have. That's it. Deadpool 1 and 2, and that's it. Time to move on.
And Logan.
Logan. Never gonna happen again.
Logan was pretty good.
Logan. That was a nice rated R. Never gonna happen again.
No.
Oh, talking. talking about X-Men really quick, did you hear that they now want to change the story of Magneto?
Yes, I kind of read that. I was like, what the fuck? Why would they do that?
I'm kind of over that. I feel like they should just make new characters. I think it's kind of sad that...
Dude, they have so many characters to actually pick from.
Yeah, you want to change main characters for what? Like, just go out, please, for the love of God, and make your own.
But not only just changing the story, but they're thinking about making him, like, a black character now?
Yeah, exactly. So that means he can't be... A Nazi child, yeah. Like a child that grew up in the Nazi.
No, see what they'll do. Yeah. They'll probably make him be part of like apartheid or some shit.
It's sad. It's really sad. Just make your own characters.
Yeah.
Just stop this.
Stop the craziness.
It's
right. Yeah.
It's not. Be creative. God damn it.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. Not really. No, it wouldn't be interesting at all.
No, it's gonna be a disaster. I look forward to hearing about them losing out on money.
Yep, basically. But they do have their right mind, so they probably won't wind up doing that.
Says but, you.
Yeah. Yeah, right? I do.
You
I say that.
Seriously, a bundle of hope and joy, huh?
I have to be because actually, you know, I kind of sometimes do. Sometimes.
The sad thing.
Very,
is
very
this
rarely.
Optimistic Steve.
Yeah, exactly. This is optimistic Steve.
I'm angry. You're
optimistic Prime.
Optimistic Prime. I like that.
Yeah.
Let's roll out. Why? I want to get away from this.
Yeah, exactly. One thing that I do want to get away from is the next thing that we saw this week that I was kind of like, why the fuck would they do this? Is they're planning on remaking Face Off.
Oh, God.
Like, no. What the serious fuck?
You know what's crazy? When I saw that they were making Face Off, I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like the only reason Face Off was an enjoyable film was because of Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. Like, yeah. No one else is going to be able to pull that off.
Nobody can.
And I feel like people are forgetting about that. Like, some movies were great because of who they casted.
Mm-hmm.
They made it great.
These two were the perfect cast for this movie.
I'm not even going to waste my time watching that. Like, I'm... No.
My favorite line.
And not just that, but it was also with John Woo as director.
Yes. Pigeons in slow motion.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I loved about it. Pigeons in slow motion,
that's
fucking
one of my
bullet times
favorite,
and shit.
Favorite movies. When I was in college, every time I would get wasted, I would do the face off thing that Nicolas Cage would do. I'd be like, oh yeah, face off.
My favorite line is from Face Off. When they asked this dude whatever, oh, how was she? She fit like a condom.
or I could eat peaches for hours.
No, the line was I could eat a peach for days. That's what he said in the movie.
It was days?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I believe you.
Yeah, because, yeah, that's one of those lines that just stuck in my head. I was like, what the fuck? Why would you say something like that?
And then he thought about it later on, like, oh!
Yeah, basically. But,
Steve strikes again.
Yeah, so, I guess, yeah, that's it for fucking, the Face Off remake. Fuck that. Don't want to see it. Yeah, I can give a fuck less about it, honestly. Like, I shouldn't even be worried about saying anything about this fucking movie. But, yeah, this is happening.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, fuck this movie. Fuck this movie in his ass.
Wait, hold on a second.
Oh, we got soundbite?
Really said? Can you hear it? You know, I can
paid for hours.
Hours!
Wow.
Yeah!
Okay, yeah.
Yes. See? I know.
Franny 1, Steve 0.
Whatever.
There you go, Optimistic Prime.
Whatever.
Hey, I'm really good at what I do.
Okay, fine. I give you props for that one. Good job.
Thank you. Giggity goo.
All right. So, the next thing that showed up, because we still have a couple more things to go.
Oh, okay, because that's all I have on my list. So now you're just...
I added a couple things.
Wait, I had to scroll down.
Yes, you did.
Damn it, I had to go to a second page.
How many pages are there? Oh, sweet lord.
We're geeks. There are a bunch of pages.
Notes and notes and notes.
Damn it. When did this become fucking school again?
You know what's so funny? My partner that I used to do my YouTube channel with, he used to say that. He used to be like, what the hell? I thought this was supposed to be fun. I was like, yeah, those are just key points. It's like 5 pages long.
Yeah, that's how you gotta do it, though. You gotta have key points like that. Alright, so, we've been speaking about the Suicide Squad for some weeks already. And James Gunn this week decided to post something about it. And he's saying, don't get too attached. So, of course, we're gonna see a bunch of these people that they've announced to be dead soon. So...
Yes.
So not to be dead for physical, real life dead, but...
Oh, no, I don't want that.
Yeah, imagine.
Oh, my God. I don't wish harm on anybody. But I wouldn't mind a character being erased.
Yeah. But, yes, these characters, a lot of these people that are playing these characters are actually pretty interesting because, of course, you know, a lot of them are actually really good actors. And I'm very fucking excited for them.
Excited for them being erased?
For them to actually be in this movie. Yes. We have Nathan Fillion, who we've known from a bunch of shit.
Again, what is it? Firefly and Castle.
Yes. Firefly, Castle.
Oh, yeah. Firefly.
Captain. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, and Big Mouth.
Big Mouth, yes. He was in Big Mouth also. He was also in... He was Captain Hammer in the fucking opera or whatever. The rock opera.
With Dr. Horrible singing
yes.
Vlog?
Yes.
Yes. I love that movie.
Yes, he was in that. Next person, we have Joel Kinnaman that was actually in the first Suicide Squad movie, and he was also in RoboCop. Then there's Mei Ling Ying, who I don't know who she is, but that'd be interesting. Person I mentioned last week.
Is she the Asian chick with the
yes.
Sword of Souls?
I guess so. I don't know. I could be wrong. I haven't really looked it up or whatever, but you could be right.
I'm just guessing.
Somebody I mentioned last week, which was Flula Borg, who's actually a YouTuber. That's actually pretty hilarious.
I'm going to have to assume that he's probably one of the people that get killed.
Probably.
He's the red shirt.
yeah, pretty much. He's the red shirt. Another person that was mentioned on last week's episode, which was Pete Davidson from SNL. He's going to be in it for a moment, so he may be one that died also. Storm Reed, who I don't know who the fuck he is or she is, because it could be both, I don't know, but yeah, Storm Reed. Juan Diego Boto, him, I don't know who he is. Sean Gunn, who's, of course, we've seen him in Guardians of the Galaxy, both of them, and a bunch of other James Gunn movies. He's been in pretty much all of them because he's like, yo, bro, hook me up. But he's pretty awesome.
Money.
yeah, basically. Taika Waititi, of course, who we've spoke about last week as well. He's also the director of Thor, Thunder and Love, I guess it is. Love and Thunder, or whatever it's called.
And Ragnarok,
yes. But he's supposed to be in this one. Alice Braga, Steve Agee, Tina Shee. Kajersey, whatever. I could be wrong. I could be saying it totally wrong, but I don't care. Daniela Melcher, Peter Capaldi, who is who was one of the doctors. Julio Ruiz, Jennifer Holland, Viola Davis coming back, Idris Elba. Yes.
Nice.
Very interesting. Very awesome. Very awesome addition to this cast. Margot Robbie, of course. You know she's. Harley Quinn, duh. And Michael Rooker.
Dude, you forgot one name that's on there, too.
What?
John Cena.
Oh, yeah, I did forget that name. Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
You gotta say it right. John Cena!
Oh, yeah, because I actually missed an entire line in the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah, Steve, you have to zoom out from your
page. I scrolled down too much. That's what it was.
Nah, you just didn't want to mention them.
You know what it was? Because you couldn't see him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I couldn't see him. He kept doing his hand in front of his face. He was like, yeah, you can't see me, bitch. I was like, yeah, no, I don't want to see you.
Joke's on you. I don't want you to be seen anyway.
I'm really excited for this movie. I absolutely adore James Gunn's movies.
Yeah, James Gunn is pretty awesome.
He has not disappointed at all. I think he should get Tank Girl, honestly. I think he'll do justice.
That would be awesome if he did, because he is like a bit of a nerd, so it makes sense that he would actually do something and actually do justice to something like this.
He did, you know, justice for the Guardians of the Galaxy. He took a
fuck yeah
comic and turned into the most.
He made C-listers A-listers.
Exactly.
Honestly, and I told you already, you know this about me, Steve. Fucking the first Guardians is still to this day one of my top favorite MCU movies.
Yeah, it's fantastic, yeah. Dude.
It's up there too. It's on my top
5. Mm-hmm. Yes. So,
Steve took a water break.
I did. My mouth was getting all dry and shit. Alex.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah, I'm very excited for this shit. I can't wait to see this.
Because the first one was very disappointing.
I honestly don't think it was disappointing personally for me. Like, I actually enjoyed it. But, it wasn't great, but it wasn't that bad either. Like, it was better than Batman vs. Superman.
I think it was just as bad, in my opinion.
Like, it had its problems, but it was still better than Batman vs. Superman to me.
The only scene I actually liked in Suicide Squad was the bar scene.
That was pretty fun, yeah.
And the intro. That was it. That was it. And the intro was the trailer, so...
Yeah, it was. That's fair. Alright, Alex, so you knew about this one before I did. You knew about the next one, which is...
Oh, that South Park has been renewed for 3 seasons?
Yes, 3 more seasons, just like Big Mouth.
Yeah, just like Big Mouth, just like
Brian. 3 seasons.
3 seasons.
I was really, really expecting him to be on this episode just so we can fucking just rub it in his face. Like, yeah, 3 more seasons, bitch.
Oh, that's right. Franny doesn't know about the whole... So, yeah, like a couple of episodes ago, right, I mentioned that Big Mouth was renewed for third season. And then out of nowhere, like, since he wasn't really, like, paying attention, he's like, well, did you hear that Big Mouth was renewed for 3 seasons? Like, we just said that. So we kept ragging on him. It was just like, you know, 3 seasons. So when I saw this article, I was just like, oh, this is perfect.
Yeah. It was great. It was fantastic. I love it.
No, but I'm actually looking forward to seeing, you know, what they're going to do this time. Because it's funny because I gotta catch up, man.
I got to catch up on this last season. Like, I've watched the previous seasons to this one. And I'm like, I was really impressed with that one. So I'm kind of, like, excited to see this one.
Dude, I can't stop laughing with the whole idea of PC babies.
Yeah.
I am seriously behind in South Park. The last episode I saw, and it traumatized me, so I kind of took a break. When Carmen gets completely owned by the principal.
Oh yeah, that was great.
That really traumatized the shit out of me to see Carmen get his ass handed to him like that. It gave me nightmares.
That was fun. What I like about it now is that they're actually having like consecutive story throughout the entire thing.
Yeah, like it's like back to back. Like you could play this one long, like it would be like a movie, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, instead of just having like individual episodes, I could just like spin off,
right,
or whatever.
An episode that's like for like the episode about when you find out about Kenny.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Like he's just born again. Again and again and again. Yeah. So I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm excited for this the next few seasons of South Park.
They're gonna say the last season. Imagine, I can see some people be like, you know, like no. Don't jump ahead.
It's blasphemy, Fox.
3 more seasons, people. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week's episode. Make sure you go to InterStickies.com where you will find a link to all the shows that we have. of course, we have this show. We also have Not Good Games, because they're still on hiatus. But we also have Bri2J's Presents. We also have Inner City Geeks Turntable, which there will be another episode out this week. Also, Inner City Geeks First Watch, where we'll be watching something. You should check that out. Also, we have Comic School Sawara, Manga Times, Anime World, and the Inner City Geeks webcomic, as well as a bunch of other shit. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes, so make sure you go
to Inner City. Yeah, I didn't do it.
So make sure you check out Inner City Geeks for that. Also, at the bottom of the page, you will find a link to Amazon. Yes. Click on that link. It'll take you to Amazon, and you can buy whatever the fuck you want on there. Also, on that link, you also have a chance to get your first month of Amazon Prime for fucking free. So make sure you do that so that you get a free month of Amazon Prime if you don't have Amazon Prime at the moment. Or if you do, you can just sign up with like a different address or something and fucking get a free month. Fuck it. Why not, right?
Yeah, help
Amazon
us out, bitches.
Amazon has some really awesome shows, so you totally should do that.
Yeah, yeah. One of the awesome shows that I heard that's out now, I haven't watched it yet, but I heard Carnival Row is actually pretty interesting.
It is. It is so interesting. It's like Sherlock Holmes meets mystical creatures with Orlando Bloom, and there's a lot of fairy sex.
So,
yeah.
Fairy sex, you say? Bitch, get your wing out the way.
It's gonna pull start it, a whole new
pull
fetish.
It.
Yeah,
pull the wing, pull the wing. Fuck yeah!
It's gonna be new things
show.
In the.
You should go check that out.
Yeah,
it's actually really good. I'm on the third episode.
Okay.
I'm
oh my god! Close. So it's three episodes of fairy sex. Gotcha. That's how they end every episode or whatever. So it was a good mission. It sure was. Just ride me, daddy.
Yeah. So so check out that link on innercitygeeks.com for a free month of Spotify. What the fuck? A free month of
Did you just have a stroke?
I did. I think I did. I'm sorry. Of Amazon Prime. Go do that. Also on there, you will find the link to So Sick Clothing Company. So Sick Clothing Company is a company that makes shirts for geeks like us. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, so check them out. At checkout, you type in Inner City Geeks, all one word, SoSickClothing.co. Check them out. Also, they also have some cool shit happening that you could actually create your own jersey on there. It's like a soccer jersey. So you can check that out. And when you type in Inner City Geeks at checkout, you get 15% off your entire fucking purchase. So go do that. Also, one more thing on innercitygeeks.com, which is like, what the fuck, dude? You're talking so fucking much about shit. We have a link to Kushly.com, which is a CBD company that's actually trying to make shit better for people in giving everyone access to the amazing benefits of high-quality, full-spectrum CBD products. They strive to elevate and educate the world on the therapeutic benefits of hemp CBD, offering pure, safe, legal CBD hemp-based products. Yes. Probably said it all stupidly, but yes, I said it. So click on that link and you will get 15% off your entire purchase. Yes. So go do that as well. Also on the link, you'll have, also on the page, you'll have a link to places that you can listen to the show. You can listen to us on SoundCloud. You can listen to us on Stitcher Radio, on Google Play Music, and on Spotify. Not on iTunes, because iTunes could suck a dick. But, yes. Go check all those. And you can find us on the social networks. You can find Inner City Geeks on the Facey Space. So, faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks. You can find us on Instagrams at Inner City Geeks, on the Twitters at Inner City Geeks. You can find Alex where?
You can find me on Twitter at Deny, DANYED, and on Instagram, DIN.YED.
And Franny, where can we find you?
You guys could find me on YouTube, Sweet Geeks Rants and Reviews, and you can find me on Instagram at sweet_geeks_rr_.
Sweet. Yeah, so make sure you guys go follow her.
Thank you for having me. This was awesome.
Hell yeah. It was pretty damn awesome. Sorry, I burped. But yeah, it was pretty fucking awesome.
Professionalism at its fucking finest.
Hey, dude, at least I'm burping and not farting in the mic, okay? There's a podcast with a fucking fart mic. Like, you know,
I made this for you. Fart right into the mic and then put your face in the mic. That's how you get pink eye, dude.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
He was like, what happened? I was trying to prove a point. I gave it some pink eye farting in my fucking
Basically. And then you can find me on the social networks at, on Twitter and Instagram at Mr. Jackal, MISTERJACKAL. So say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Yes.
Until next time.
Yes. Before we go, I actually have a song for this week, so make sure you listen to it. It is a song by a band called Moretta. They are an awesome, awesome band from Idaho. Yeah. And yeah, they're pretty fucking cool. They have an awesome song out this week that just came out. And yeah, it's the song is called "In the Need of Better." It's actually a really fun song. It's a really dope ass band. So make sure you go check them out. They're a really indie band. So they only have like 1,000 some odd views on their YouTubes. So make sure you check out the song. It's pretty fucking awesome. Yeah. So that's pretty much it. So don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks can inherit the world.
Trying to process the scope of my mistake.